Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Okay, welcome to the podcast tip. Today's tip talks about the factors that affect your contract end date. The contract end date is generally a guidance point for how long you'll be needed. I would say that typically the end date for contracts that are longer than 6 months tend to be changed about 80% of the time. Sometimes the contract will end a few weeks earlier or later. Many times the project will end on time, but the consultant will be kept for optimization work or another project altogether. But once you've been through a situation where the contract ended much earlier than you originally anticipated, you'll start to look at the stability of a contract in a different way. You'll begin to realize that the end date is good for guidance because it generally assumes that the funding for your services are in place until that end date. As the recession had taught us, funding can go away at any time. But what's also interesting about what occurred during the recession is that not all projects were canceled. So you got to take a step back and say, what does this mean? It means that projects that are a top priority stay on track, while less critical projects get postponed to future dates. So when you're evaluating the stability of your next contract, the end date should certainly be taken into consideration as a guiding point. However, what should also be taken into consideration is the probability that the end date will actually be met. This can be determined by taking two additional aspects into consideration. First, you have to really ask yourself, how critical is this project to the organization? This doesn't just mean that they have to do it, and this is what's really important. There are many projects that organizations have to do, but they do not all have to be done at the same time, and they do not all have the same level of immediate importance. So you want to be on these projects that have the most immediate importance. And by being on these projects, as I mentioned, they'll have a much lower likelihood of being canceled unless, and it's a big unless, and this is point number two. How likely is the funding for the project to continue? If the project is of high immediate importance, it has a high sense of urgency, and the funding is already in place in the budget for the current calendar year, it's much safer than a project that relies on funds that are waiting to be approved during the next fiscal year. So, taking these two points into consideration when evaluating your next project, along with your end date, will give you much better guidance in determining the stability of the project and give you a much higher likelihood of knowing when the project will actually be completed and the likelihood of it staying in place. Okay, well, thanks for listening to our tip episode, our tip podcast episode for today. You can access the podcast on iTunes. You can also see the show notes on our website. The website is healthcareis.com. Go to the blog section. Don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for additional inside views on HealthcareIS. Look forward to being back with you next time.